I love movies and I love singing, although people don't appreciate my voice.
Hello, I'm Radek.
I'm Michael.
And this is the podcast,
a sounding board for interesting ideas and insights. We discuss books we read and we want to share with you,
as well as technology and productivity, which is what we do by day working on our app, Nozbe.
Or whatever else comes to mind.
So it looks like it's another episode where we'll be talking about the whatever else part.
It's kind of a follow-up to things that we've discussed before. But when you were mentioning, you know, what we should discuss, you know, some follow-ups to, you know, morning routines or my quarterly retreat, which we discussed previously. It came to me that actually right after my quarterly retreat, what I did instinctively was to get in touch with a few of the friends who I like to talk to just, to catch up, but also to like to do this kind of what we call peer mentoring.
Mm.
So what it means, peer mentoring, it means, you know, talking to people, you know, who are your peers in a way, and be mm-hmm. mentored by them and mentor them. So basically, you tell them what's up in your world, they tell you what's up in their world, and the fact of telling them what's up and listening what's up, you get a different perspective because, you know, they hear it the first time, you hear it the first time, and you can comment on that, you can give them some feedback, and they can give you feedback. And I have a few of, I made it, you know, a checklist of friends I want to get in touch
with.
Yeah, I want to get in touch with, and I got in touch with a few, and next week I want to get in touch with a few more. And I just love it because you get different ideas, and you, as I said, the fact of telling what's up and trying to sell them, you know, what's happening in your world. I mean, sell them in a way, you know, I'm doing this because this is cool, but because this is important and blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, but Michael, is this important, you think? Or maybe I would have done it differently or something like that. And because we are peers, we are not competing in anything. We are just, you know, friends. And especially it works, I think, well with friends in, you know, in different industries, let's say, they do different things. They have a different job. You have a different job. And you just, you know, talk about things. You have an opportunity to socialize. And then, of course, you get to get a different point of view.
That's interesting because I know you mentioned the word mentor or my mentor or something like that many times. I remember you called, for example, I think Michael Hyatt your mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I always found it interesting. Like I wasn't sure like what it means. Like I never felt like I have a relationship with someone which I would call a mentor. So like I was like it was somewhere on my long list to like ask you about it. Like what does it mean for you to have your mentors and be mentored?
It's I will find the link to the episode of Michael Hyatt's podcast where he explains what mentoring means for him. Now that you mention him, so for me it's like this. A mentor is a person that I would that I get, you know, advice from, and that I get to, and if I'm helpful, I can advise them. And for example, in the case of Michael Hyatt, we have a relationship. I saw him once when I was in the States, and from then on, we used to chat via Skype every now and then.
Right.
Now he's busier than ever, so I don't remember last time we spoke. I think it was like a year ago, so it's not that often anymore. But he keeps on mentoring me when I listen to his podcasts and read his, you know, blog posts. So in this way, I also get ideas from him. But I used to really talk to him quite often. Now I think we are thinking of having a next call sometimes this fall when he's launching his new course. So that there might be opportunity for me to talk with him again. So. But usually it's like this, that I have a few friends, trusted friends, people that I can talk frankly about my world and what's happening in my world. And they can talk frankly to me about their world, and we can just exchange ideas and right. talk. For example, some of the mentors I have, like my mom's ex-boss, for example. I met him when I was, when my mom was working for him, and I was coming to my mom's work to help her out, and he always liked me. I was this boy, you know, helping my mom. But now that I'm a business guy and he's a business guy, you know, we still talk whenever we have a chance. And I'm actually scheduling a call with him next week. And normally, when I'm in my hometown, I go out with him for a lunch or coffee. And so he's also in a different industry. And then I also have my peers, like friends that I really like that are doing cool things. And again, we talk. So, for example, Michał Szafrański from the financial blog in Poland. He's we are very good friends now. And also we love exchanging ideas. And just the other day, I had a chance to interview him for Nozbe blog. But of course, after the interview, we started talking about business and about our ideas and about what we're going to do. So it was fantastic. And my co-author of my iPad only book, for example, Augusto Pinard, we haven't chatted for like, I think, a year now. And we just talked yesterday for 2 hours and also exchanged some ideas, which I want to share with you also after we record, because you'll see. and some other friends. So I have a few friends, a few trusted friends with, for example, Simon of GetResponse. I mean, the CEO of GetResponse. He's a very old friend of mine. And also we chat every now and then. Sometimes, I mean, with some of these people, like I hadn't spoken for 2 years, for example, right? But with some of them, I talk every month or every other month or every 6 months. It depends. It depends on their time and their schedule, on my schedule. But it's good to have for me, I have this circle of trusted friends and mentors. And with them, I know I'm safe. You know, I can talk about things. They can talk to me about things. And I think we both benefit because, you know, they get from me some ideas, I get from them ideas, and I get feedback from them and they get feedback from me. So it's like a, you know, it's an informal relationship. I mean, you know, I call them mentors, but, you know, I didn't ask them, hey, can you be my mentor? No, we just started talking about our worlds and it just, you know, grew from there.
So it's interesting. So am I right to understand that it's not only like this one group, but there are your kind of, you know, mentors and it's sort of separate from this peer mentoring thing? Like what I mean is I always thought of the concept of a mentor is like a teacher, someone much older and much more experienced and much wiser than you, who's teaching you the craft. And like what you then described is this notion of a peer mentoring, which is like, which also has this this element of like learning from another person, but actually learning from each other and like exchanging ideas. And it doesn't suggest this hierarchical relationship, but rather this peer relationship.
Yeah, and that's why I love it so much, because I think we get more from that than I would get like from, you know, from a, I mean, as I said, for example, my mom's example. So I can give you two examples. So one example, my mom's ex-boss, he's much older than me. He's like my typical mentor. I mean, he's this typical mentor because, you know, he's in his 50s, late 50s, and I'm not. So, and he's got more business experience than I do. But whenever we talk about business, he also learns from me because I am on the cutting edge. I know stuff that he, you know, doesn't know. And he's very curious about things. So he also gets the ideas. I'm older than him in the technology world, you know, because I know this more than he does, you know. So he also gets something from me, I hope, in exchange. But of course, you know, he's this typical, like, you know, an older person who's, you know, teaching me things about business, right? So, but on the other hand, and Michael Hyatt is the same. I mean, he's, you know, 20 years older than me, so it's a very similar situation in that sense. But with my peers, I think, you know, we are also older than each other in different ways. I mean, you know, like for example, Michael from the financial blog, he knows more about, for example, book publishing because he just published a financial book. So he knows more about this world than I do. So whenever we exchange ideas, we can go there. But I know more about, for example, you know, running a team. He doesn't have such a big team as I do, so he can learn from me, you know, how to hire and all these things. So we exchange ideas here. For example, with, you know, Victor from NetGuru, a CEO of a 200 people company, you know, I learned from him things about hiring and about, you know, running a very big team. And he learns from me different things. So like, you know, we, because we have different, you know, we work in different industries. We work in different, you know, we specialize in different things. We are older than each other in some of their aspects. So we know, I mean, we know things, we know more things in one, but we don't know the other. So in this way, we get a shortcut. Because we learn about something faster because we get it directly from the person.
So that's a good insight, actually, that we tend to think about people in this like one dimensional way. Like we, like I think I have, like perhaps most people have, kind of my heroes of the industry, and like you tend to think of them as if they're these perfect people who are like better than you in every way. And like it's like interesting when you get down to earth and you realize that all your heroes are just people, and like they might be better and more experienced in some ways, but there's like a lot of dimensions in the notion of experience, because it's like experience at what, right?
Exactly.
Even when you say experience at business, experience at technology, what does it mean? You know,
yep.
In what business, doing what, how, right? So it's actually interesting how you say that, even though it's like you're saying it's with peers. So you feel, I the way I understand it is like you feel as if you're like on the same level of them, but because of the differences in like what you're doing, you both have a lot to learn from each other.
Yeah, I mean, even here, for example, where I live now, we have a group of teleworkers. I mean, and these teleworkers are, you know, business owners who work from home, and we have a breakfast every week. We don't always get there every week, but you know, and now there's holidays, so not really. But you know, and our kids go to similar schools, so we meet every week or every other week to just exchange ideas and you know just talk. And I mean, just think about it. You know, also Simon from Get Response, he's 1 year younger than me, but he's right. A lot more experienced in his business. I mean, he's got a lot bigger business than I do. So we are good mentors. And I think, you know, to move it forward, I think, you know, you are my mentor and I am your mentor, because we talk here and exchange ideas here. And although you're a lot younger than me, you know,
a lot younger,
we do exchange ideas. We get feedback from each other. And you know, and I treat this podcast as my also peer mentoring session with you. So I think this is what makes it really, really cool.
That's very interesting, because I never thought of it this way, like not in these words. Like, yeah, this is one of the reasons why I so much enjoy doing the podcast with you. It's not just about the end product, the show for our people. Just for me, it's so valuable personally to be able to bounce off, like we say in the intro, like interesting ideas and insights with you. But I've never thought about it as like a form of mentorship, but I guess it is.
Exactly. And that's why I mean, the name peer mentoring it comes from Victor from NetGuru. He came up with the idea, and he actually proposed, "Hey Michael, I want to, you know, peer mentor with you." So when he wrote this to me, I was like, "What?" But then I, you know, when I realized what he meant was exactly this. And just I love it. And as I said already, we bring each one of us brings something to the table, you know, and as long as, you know, it's interesting. Whenever it stops being interesting for one person, you know, we might stop, you know, we might not chat anymore, you know, or we might chat, yeah, you know, a year later or something, you know. So I had this moments with some mentors that I would meet every month or, you know, very often. But then at some point we would just stop, you know. And now when we, you know, come back and like meet again, we still have so much, you know, to say and so much to share, and we still get lots of value from each other. So it's, you know, and there is no formal relationship. There is no formal, you know, we have to meet or whatever, you know, apart from us here meeting for the, to just record the podcast, because we do it also for other people, other people. But apart from that, there is no really formal thing. I never, you know, as I said, never asked anyone to be my mentor, but this is my definition of mentoring. This is my definition of having a mentor and being a mentor in the same and at the same time, you know, of giving value and getting value from somebody.
Yeah, I love stuff like this, man. Like you just introduced this concept, which is like it's not very novel, right? But it feels this way because I have this new word to describe this concept, and it makes so much sense, right? Because I do feel like this is a really great moment we have every week to share ideas, right? That makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, Michael Hyatt, for example, in his explanation of mentoring, he also says that, you know, that to some extent for him, for example, the book authors are mentors. Like he reads the books from the authors, and you know, from that he gets some mentoring, and it makes sense to some extent. But on the other hand, you know, in my book, mentorship means, you know, exchanging ideas, right? So when you read a book, I mean, you get an idea, but you cannot exchange the idea with the author, which is not that much true anymore, because now the authors become more approachable with the internet than we ever thought they would. I mean, for me, this kind of thing that, you know, I don't know, it's you know, it's like just the other, you know, day when I did the quarterly offsite, I tweeted, you know, to Greg, you know, I did my quarterly offsite, blah blah blah, and he replied, and you know, we exchanged hearts and likes.
That's great.
So it was fantastic. And then I'm right now reading this book, Under New Management, and David, the author of the book, we already exchanged some emails, you know, about it. And and of course, you know, I won't call him my mentor or something, but I get some additional feedback from the authors, you know, even though, you know, they're these authors and I'm just this, you know, reader or listener, in our case. But so I can, you know, I can understand, you know, having that. And also, and I think the podcast, what we do here, is a cool idea of mentorship, because, you know, we listen to podcasts, we like the podcast, we get some really cool ideas from the podcasts, and hopefully people get cool ideas from us as well through this podcast. And also, podcast owners are very approachable. They are really, you know, you can really, you know, ask them feedback, you know, with Jeff Sanders. I mean, we just mentioned him in the last episode. He promoted our show and he said, yeah.
Already? I noticed that. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, he did. He did. And that's the thing, you know, we get connected more. So we have really, I think, more opportunities to be mentored and get even some feedback from our, you know, even virtual mentors, like, you know, podcasters and book authors, than we give credit for.
Yeah, unless your favorite podcaster is CGP Grey or your book author is the guy who wrote Deep Work, then you're not going to reach them.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan, like you, like yourself, of Seth Godin. You know, we read his stuff, and after I read a few of his books, I sent him, you know, example of what I did. He read it. He replied to me. He gave me some feedback. I mean, with Seth Godin, you know,
I guess that's true.
I invited Seth Godin to Practive Magazine. I interviewed him. So really, like, I mean, you know. It depends on the author, but really, it's like with this internet right now, it's amazing how we can get connected with our mentors, you know, and ask additional questions and things like that. So,
and I have indeed met CGP Grey, but offline, which is even weirder. But anyway, speaking of book offers, even when you can't reach them very easily, so the relationship is kind of one sided. It's still interesting. Considering what we do here, right? We read our books, and if they're interesting, we bring those ideas here to discuss them here. So even if I can't bounce off ideas with the author of the book, which I found very inspiring or insightful or interesting, I can do it with you.
Exactly.
And it's also great. And it's also very valuable how you know, through discussion of books and ideas, you often uncover something deeper and notice connections between ideas you wouldn't otherwise have noticed. So that's great.
Yeah, I mean, going back to follow up on my, you know, my soon to be you know, changed blog and site about No Office. This is one of the reasons I'm going to blog the concepts from NoOffice, from my book, before I write the book, to get ideas from other people, to, you know, to be a bit mentored from other business owners who work without office, who work remotely, or who tried it, or who failed, or who get some, you know. So I wouldn't call it mentoring per se, but it's a way of getting feedback and of making sure that the book I'm going to write is going to be awesome.
Yeah, and like we said before, that's exactly how I think it should be. So I wanted to look back for a second to the mentors thing, because you said that you've never like explicitly asked someone to be your mentor. It was always a very informal relationship.
Yeah, it was like, you know, let's talk about business, or let's talk about this, or how is your world now? And because, you know, this was interesting for both people, it was really great. I remember there is a great businessman, also a great startup guy in Poland, the CEO of Doc Planner, so Mariusz Grzelewski. He's amazing, and he's younger than me. And I remember with him, you know, I just, you know, visited him because, you know, we connected, and I was in Warsaw, and I asked him, like, if we could chat. And, you know, after that, you know, I think we spoke like for 3 hours exchanging ideas.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I didn't ask him for like an advice or something. I just wanted to chat about business. And he said, okay, no problem, let's chat. And we're speaking. The same was with the CEO of Audioteca. And it was the same. I mean, you know, we would just, you know, meet for coffee, and, you know, the coffee would get cold. But again, that's the cool thing about you know, people that we are surrounded by, and that, you know, when they have time for us, and when we bring something to the table, then bring something to the table, we can really get really nice ideas. And so again, nothing formal, you know, just, you know, let's talk about business. Let's talk about what's in your world. You know, how's your world doing, right? And it grows from there. If the conversation gets interesting, it gets interesting. And you know, I'm an extrovert, so for me, like, meeting people like that is fantastic, but it's a meaningful conversation. It's not like, you know, we chat about, you know, stupid things. We really dive in deeper. We just, you know, dive in because we both like these things, right? And
like you say, like, you're an extrovert, and I guess it's possible it makes it easier for you to ask, but, like, you know, sitting down with a single person to chat for hours about, like, deep things is exactly the thing introverts love.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. But that's the thing, you know, if you're talking about something you're passionate about, or you're, you know, you and the thing that with these people, with these mentors that I have, is that they have the same thing as I do, which normally entrepreneurs do, or, you know, bright people have, is curiosity. So this curiosity for, you know, they want to know what's in my world, because they're really curious how is everything doing, and they want to contribute, you know, in a way. And I'm curious what's happening in their world. So, you know, although we run different businesses, we are in different worlds. We are curious about our worlds because we see parallels, you know. I always get this, when I was studying, I mean, they gave me this example of how you should get ideas, right? And there was this example of Southwest Airlines. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show.
You mentioned it.
Exactly.
You did mention it.
Yeah. So, you know, getting parallel to Formula One, you know, I mean, two different things. And whenever we discuss software, like and developing Nozbe, we're also thinking what other, you know, software companies are doing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And not just, you know, project managers or to-do lists or something like that. No, we check, you know, we are talking about apps that have nothing to do with productivity or with, you know, with our world, but they might have a touch that we just like, and we were like, huh, but we can actually take this here and put it there, and it will make sense or not, you know.
And arguably that's maybe even more valuable, because when you're chatting with someone who does something like very similar to you, then like, if, like, yeah, you can get some inspiration, but like the end result is not diversity, but like everything converges to the same thing, and that's not an interesting end result, right? And it's like obvious if you're in this space, you know, doing this sort of thing, then you'll naturally look to other things like that, So like that's obvious, right? But like it's I think so much more valuable when you can find another sphere, another domain, which is like maybe close enough to yours to be useful, but like far enough that other people who do similar things to you won't look there, but you will. And you'll spot something, you'll see this whole thing. As you say, maybe you're making an app and you're looking at this very different app and you notice this one thing and think, wow, this is brilliant. I could use this little touch, this interface, this way of structuring things, and it would make so much sense in my thing, right? And then when you apply it and take from places which are not very close to you, but a bit further apart, the end result is something that's much more interesting and much more diverse than just trying to copy and absorb too much from your like direct competition.
Yeah, just, you know, on one hand, we talked about deep work and about, you know, immersing ourselves in our work, and this is good. You know, we should be able to do that. But on the other hand, we should have these moments where we open up to different things, to different perspectives. That's why they advise you to actually have holidays, you know, and just go out, you know, and to go out, you know, and just do something, experience something different. And yeah. For me, talking with these mentors, it's this exactly this thing. It's experiencing something different. It's talking about my world, but to a person who's, you know, who can give me a different perspective on things, and it's very valuable.
Okay, so this is very interesting. I think this is a good advice and something perhaps I haven't fully noticed before. I know you mentioned the word mentor, my mentor, many times, but like I guess the point is that you shouldn't think of it as a formal thing, because it's like, yeah, if it's kind of rare and it's a thing, that's great, but like you should think of mentorship more broadly and not as a formal thing like will you be my mentor, but more like, you know, be more willing and more open to just ask to like share experiences with another person and not just in a one-sided way, but something more interesting, which is to like share insights, you know, with the other person, you know, mentor and be mentored by.
Yeah, and I think this kind of relationship is the best. I mean, it gives me value and it gives me fun, and that's why, as I said, the coffee gets cold. I mean, we just talk and talk and talk because we exchange ideas, we ask questions all the time, and we see things from different point of view, and it just, you know, it makes more sense. And so I encourage everyone, you know, to reach out, not just to, you know, superstars and you know, or very old people, but just to reach out to a friend who's doing something exciting, you know, and ask them about it, you know, and tell them what you're up to and exchange ideas and do it, you know, physically if you can, or do it via Skype, you know, schedule a Skype call. And I mean, just yesterday I had two Skype calls with two of my friends and with both, I haven't, you know, been talking for a long time, and both phone calls were just, I mean, Skype calls were just fantastic, were very valuable for both sides. For all of the sites. So just I encourage you all, like think about mentors as, you know, these friends who are doing exciting things, who are doing things that you're curious about. And then you can, and you know, trust that you actually have things to bring to the table. You are also doing something exciting. So I'm sure they want to be, you know, interested in your world. And if they do, I mean, you'll have a great conversation and, you know, very valuable, you know, insights for the future.
So maybe let's do the picks. We haven't done the picks in a long while.
All right, so you start.
Okay, so the first thing I wanted to recommend a book, a really, really fascinating book. It's called The Gene, An Intimate History. So it's about, genes and genome and genetics and genomics and the history of it and like, a very fascinating read or listen, actually, obviously, and not a kind of book we'd discuss on the show because it's, you know, it's about science and history and not like insights to discuss, but it's very cool. And the book itself, the audiobook is pretty long. It's like 19 hours. It's a very good 19 hours. There's a lot of it's a kind of book that's told through through storytelling, and it's really well written. So I would recommend Gene.
All right. So I would like to recommend something like less exciting, but still pretty exciting for me now. So something I mentioned already in this episode. So the book Under New Management by David Burkus. It's a collection of really radical business approaches. Like, and I like it because no office is a radical business approach in a way. So, but he just, I mean, like a few of these I already knew from some blog posts or from some other books, but it's like he just gathered like these ideas, like of this thing that, you know, you don't do this in the real world. In the real world, people don't do these things. And then you realize that there's a company that's doing that, and it's thriving, you know. So, I think we should also, you know, recommend the real world presentation by David, and link to this in the show notes. But really, it's a very good compilation. I mean, we'll talk, I'm sure, about this in the future once I've read it and once you've read it. But it's a very cool book, and again, compilation of things normal businesses don't do. But then they do, and they thrive.
I really loved one of the first chapters of Rework by Jason Fried and David Heinemeier Hansson, which is like, ignore the real world. And it's like, that would never work in the real world. And the real world sounds like an awfully depressing place to live, right? It's a place where new ideas, unfamiliar approaches, and foreign concepts always lose. So yeah, the real world, it's pretty depressing.
Exactly. So that's why this book is really cool, because it's just opening, you know, for me, ideas how to do business differently. And I already have a few ideas just down from this book for my no office book. So yeah, recommend it.
I also wanted to recommend an app for the Mac. It's called OneBlocker. It was made by my friend Renat Hanov. And a lot of people know OneBlocker as the, you know, iOS 9 content blocker for iOS. And now it's also on the Mac, and it's super cool. It's like, it's the best one I've seen. Like the one thing in particular, which I really love about OneBlocker, is that you can set up your own custom filtering rules that will block stuff in Safari. And so what I use OneBlocker for is I have custom rules that block Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, etc. On my Mac. So I use it to like bring enough friction for me to browse Twitter or Reddit or whatever on my Mac that I don't, or at least usually I don't. So that, you know, I really want to make the anchor like really strong that the Mac is a place where I work. I do my work on the Mac. And if I want to browse Twitter or Facebook, that's fine. You know, I do it after work. I do it on my iPad. But my Mac is a place for work. So I, you know, it's too easy to just, you know, kind of accidentally wind up on Twitter. And so I just block it so that when I accidentally go to Twitter, I'm like, oh, well, it's blocked. It doesn't work. So I guess I'll just get back to work. And it helps with procrastination, I guess.
So my last pick is it's related to politics, but please hear me out. So there is this guy called Mr. Barack Obama. He's the president of the United States right now, and it's not like I agree with him on everything. I actually was kind of disappointed with everything he's done. I mean, with a few things that he's done over his like tenure as a president, but I don't care about it. Like he made a speech on the Democratic Convention about, you know, endorsing Hillary Clinton and things. And whether you agree with this or not, and, you know, whoever you vote for or you don't, I don't care. Just listen to his speech. Just the way he's speaking is just, I mean, like just to watch him speak and the way he's speaking, and then his and he's focusing on the message, on the a message of, you know, who we are as Americans. I mean, I'm not American, but, you know, again, what he's saying, like, who Americans are, what's democracy. Like, I love his speech for the fact that he's focusing on the, he's inspiring people, he's lifting people up, but by focusing on the concepts and not on the key concepts without, you know, going sideways. And the way he's delivering the speech, and both of these things are very useful for any business speech, you know, for like how to focus on the core message and how to deliver it. So even if you are not, you know, I mean, whatever your politics, you know, views are, I encourage you to watch him speak. It's just like, you know, he might not be the greatest president of the United States, but I think he's one of the greatest orators, in the history. It's just amazing. I mean, his delivery is just, well, it's fantastic. I mean, I was, you know, I'm really not his biggest fan, but I was just, you know, I was blown away just listening to him. So wow. I really encourage, you know, to check it out, because public speaking is difficult and as we know, and it requires lots of skill, and just he's very skilled. I mean, after Steve Jobs, he's my second pick as the best, you know, keynote speaker.
Wow. You really wouldn't mention something like that before, so I guess it must be so good. I really should watch it.
It's amazing, amazing speech. So,
I only saw a small fragment of it, but it was a fragment I enjoyed. You know, when you're talking about how he focused on values, when he just mentioned two words, Donald Trump, and like everybody starts booing, and he's like with a really serious face, "Don't boo, vote."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, you know, he lifts people up. I mean, he makes you feel better after, you know, listening to him, you know, it's hard to do, you know, so like really it's I think 45 minutes or something like that, you know, just it's worth it.